We've been talking about aggressive panhandling in Windsor, and certainly a report has been asked for to wonder like whether we can have a bylaw. And there is a proposed bylaw aimed at addressing aggressive panhandling, ready for review now. It'll go to the Environment, Transportation and Public Safety Standing Committee that will be looking at aggressive, intimidating and dangerous panhandling practices. Ward 1 Councillor Fred Francis has been driving the conversation and he joins us now. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
I'm good. Now, let's start with the beginning. Panhandling is legal. That it is allowed. Basic panhandling, somebody asking for money, that's allowed, right?
Correct.
But it's when you're getting complaints of some very aggressive, intimidating tactics. That's the problem, right?
Yeah. And, you know, there's been other jurisdictions on both sides of the border that have attempted to deal with panhandling. And any time this issue has been brought up locally or I think even regionally, it was with the understanding from the legal perspective that this would never pass a constitutional challenge or charter challenge. So fundamentally, people have the right to panhandle. But with respect to the current laws in Ontario, people don't have the right to aggressively do so. They can't, physically accost someone. They can't approach someone or you know, pester them in a way that person feels like they're being in danger or it's a nuisance to them or obstructs their passage on a sidewalk. With respect to it, you can't knock on a car, you can't, touch a car or shake a car or anything like that, right? So you are allowed to panhandle, people can continue to panhandle, but the laws on the books now don't allow you to do so aggressively. And in other jurisdictions, I believe it was Vancouver, they passed a bylaw, and in Ontario, I believe Markham has it, a bylaw that deals with panhandling in an aggressive nature, and that's what Windsor's trying to do as well.
Yeah, so obviously there's been a look at everyone else and different municipalities, what they've tried or what they've, researched, things like that. I mean, there's obviously a lot of thought or research went into this.
Yeah, and that's what we asked city administration to do, and I think they've done a good job. The legal department at the City of Windsor has done a good job in providing this back to council, coming through the Committee of Council next week, and then obviously probably making its way to City Council within, a month's time, but I would think it would be at the council table sometime in April.
So is there a difference between aggressive and intimidating? I hear people say, I haven't seen any aggressive, but, I've been stopped at a light where somebody's come up with a sign and pushed it right against my window. And I've, felt a little intimidated. I don't know whether to call that aggressive or intimidating. How do you kind of separate those things?
Well, if you felt intimidated, then I think that's a good indication that, it was. And I don't believe someone should be able to touch a vehicle or someone should knock on a window and say, roll it down, especially if you're parked at a light and if you're not expecting it, right? So in the bylaw, they do talk about that. They do talk about parameters of where you can and cannot panhandle on a street, on a particular area that might be dangerous with vehicular traffic moving or pedestrian traffic moving. So an example would be if someone's walking down the sidewalk, an aggressive panhandling manner might be, you jump in front of the person's way and you're not letting them get by you until you're telling them what you need to tell them or asking what you need to ask of them for. And this person's trying to walk around you and you're preventing their ability to move forward. That would be intimidating. That would be aggressive. Obviously, if you're knocking on a car, if you're physically touching a car or getting into the personal space of someone else, that could be seen as intimidating by some. So those are the things we want to try to avoid. From a safety standpoint, for the people that are panhandling, again, we're concerned about their safety as well. I never thought it's a good idea to be able to panhandle in between traffic. I've heard stories where, someone's giving someone a $5 bill. The $5 bill falls on the ground. It's the middle of an intersection, and someone's picking it up, and someone might not have seen them. We probably don't want to have people in line of moving traffic. I think that's just cause for concern, and we want everyone to be safe, including the people that are panhandling.
So it's all fine and good to say, okay, let's set some parameters here of what that is. But, I mean, some of these people, a lot of the people that we're talking are panhandling. How do you press charges on somebody where they have no fixed address or, living in a shelter or something? I mean, the punishment dealing out is is a problem too, right?
Right, and that's why in the report it doesn't really emphasize the punishment aspect of it. It says the bylaw enforcement officers would really focus in on compliance and education. And what we really mean by that is, and they'll be working with, you know, their social services counterparts and social worker counterparts to approach some of these people and say, listen, you can't be doing this. Did you know that there's a compliance issue here? Oh, by the way, we see that you're panhandling. Do you require help? Are you aware of this service that's available for your assistance? Are you aware of that service that's available for your assistance? So realistically speaking, what we would really want to focus on, not so much the punishment aspect of the bylaw, but we'd want to focus on the compliance and educational side of the bylaw, so people that need help know the help that's available to them, and they could get that assistance maybe to access that help quicker.
Yeah, I mean, I think going back decades, Toronto had the big problem with the squeegee kids, they were called, you know. They were coming out right into intersections and starting to clean your window and then demanding money. And I know that, you know, municipalities like Toronto were trying to figure out a way to stop this too because of the dangers there and the intimidation feeling.
Yeah, and that's why we have the Safety Streets Act in Ontario that really, outlaws that behavior. With respect to this bylaw, we're not trying to get rid of panhandling because we're not able to do so, and people have a fundamental constitutional right to panhandle. But we also have to protect the residents. We also have to think about everyone else. You know, oftentimes the focus is on the panhandler themselves, but we also have to figure in the residents. The people coming downtown, the people going to the mall, the people accessing, you know, different parts of the city, that, you know, they're telling me, they're telling other people at City Council that something needs to be done. This is not something that, you know, I woke up one morning saying, well, you know, I want to do this. This is something that's been driven by resident complaint after resident complaint after resident complaint over the course of the last 8 years that I've been on City Council. Just today I heard it I must have heard it three different times today before it even hit 1 o'clock. What are you guys going to do about downtown? We need to do something about downtown. Downtown needs to change. I haven't gone downtown in X amount of months because this, that, whatever, or the perception. And, you know, Councillor Augustino, the Ward 3 councillor, the councillor for downtown, is working his butt off to change that perception and do everything we can to resolve that. But so is everyone else around the city council table. So I understand that, you know, there's going to be a group of people that go, well, you know, we can't do this. We got to let panhandlers do what they want, whatever they want. But that's not what the general population's telling us. That's not what the public's telling me anyway. That's not the residents I'm talking to are telling me. They're saying, listen, we understand people need to panhandle, but, you know, there has to be limits. There has to be guidelines. There has to be areas where I feel safe, where I don't feel I can't go there because I don't want to deal with this type of behavior. So we also have to think about all the other residents in the city as well.
You know, I'm glad to see, you know, the steps being looked at, every aspect of trying to deal with this being looked at. Should this not be a senior level of government problem? Should it not be pushed on so that it's an even playing field for every municipality? Something's done. Do you feel like that? Or, you know, are you kind of throwing your hands up and saying, well, at least we have to do it municipally?
Oh, I feel like that on a lot of issues, Patty. And I think if you talk to any municipal politician or elected official, they would be happy to pass things on to the provincial level or the federal level because they have a lot more resources than we do. But that's just the responsibility we have. We don't, you know, we are the third level of government, and we don't have a level under us. So, you know, oftentimes when things aren't dealt with in Toronto or Ottawa, we have to deal with them. And we can't just put our heads in the sand and ignore it and say there isn't a problem. There is a problem. I think anyone that lives in the city of Windsor that have spent amount of time here or is born and raised here knows that there's a problem with panhandling and knows that there's a problem in areas of the city where people are avoiding because they don't want to deal with this panhandling aggressive tactics or aggressive behavior. So we can't just ignore it and hope that it goes away. We have to do something, and what I'm asking for is what can we do within the measure of the law that helps us deal with, you know, that negative perception that some may have, helps us create a more safer environment for the panhandlers and other residents that are frequenting areas of the city, and it's a win-win. But just to ignore it and just say, well, that's just the way it is right now, or just say that's just the new normal, I've never agreed, and I've never been a proponent of that type of thinking. If there's a problem, we have to solve it, and if we can't solve it, we have to try within every measure and within every toolbox we have to solve it. I'm just not a big fan of, you know, the idea of, well, you know, people could do whatever they want to do, however they want to do it. No. You can't run a city that way. That's not how a society works. You have to factor in the people that are panhandling, of course, but you also have to think about everyone else. And you have to think about what they're dealing with and what they refuse to want to deal with, and how it affects businesses, how it affects people living downtown, but not just downtown, because we're seeing this across the city too. So we have to do, as city officials, as elected officials, everything we can do to not only help the panhandlers receive the help they need, but also take into consideration the businesses and the residents that are frequenting these businesses.
Yeah, very true. Fred, thanks so much on this. We'll be looking forward to seeing what happens. It goes to committee next week, right? And then what?
Yeah, so it goes to committee next week, and then the committee is going to have to do their due diligence, ask as many questions as they want, and then provide direction. They could either accept for information and pass on to City Council for further approval, or they might say, okay, these are the recommendations we want to see, these are the changes we want to see made before it goes to City Council. But it has to be vetted through the committee first before it goes to Council, and then Council will have the final say when it gets there, most likely in April.
Okay. Thanks so much, Fred. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Patty.
That is Ward 1 Councillor, City Councillor Fred Francis, who's been kind of driving the conversation about aggressive panhandling. Proposed bylaw aimed at addressing it is ready for review. It will go to committee next week, aimed at addressing aggressive, intimidating, and dangerous panhandling practices. If approved, it would give bylaw enforcement officers more tools to address the behaviors, also issue fines if necessary.